Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 29 of Frank's Music Free-for-All podcast. This is the show where I play what I like, and I like what I play. It has been ages since I've done a free-for-all episode, and there's been so much going on here. I mean, I'm still in college, but then there have been a ton of other podcasting. I've guested on so many different podcasts. I guested on the Entertainment Overload podcast. I guested on the Geekland podcast and on the Chic Geek podcast again. I mean, I've just been really busy. And then, of course, I started two new podcasts with friends. I started the Obiter Dictum podcast, ODTV, with Faith and Kai from Chic Geek and Tim, who you heard on the last episode, from Crossroads. And that's just a podcast where we do TV episode commentaries. And we did our first episode on Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. And then I also started Echo Alert, a Dollhouse podcast about the Joss Whedon and Eliza Dushku series Dollhouse with my friend Andrew, who you've heard in a couple episodes. And that's been most of my time has been put into Echo Alert. So it's been insane. But now that everything is off the ground, I have the time to do this, and we'll go back to our bi-weekly schedule for the free-for-all. But let's get right into our first song, because that's what it's all about. I'm really excited to be able to do music again. I mean, I haven't really had the time to listen to music for a while, so this is a thrill for me. This is always one of my favorite things to do. Our first song is by a band called Young Agent Jones. They're kind of a lesser-known band. They're on iTunes, so go and support them and buy their stuff, especially this song, Jugular. Jugular is actually a song that I heard on another podcast called Axed, and this is their theme music. And it really struck a chord with me because it's really good. It's a fun rock song, and I really want to sort of expose the band as much as I can because they're good. So here's Young Agent Jones with Jugular.
Got nothing to do with it. your jugular. I'm gonna steal your jugular.
Jugular by Young Agent Jones. Like I said, a fun song, great way to start off the show. And definitely go out and buy stuff by Young Agent Jones on iTunes because they are fantastic. And just, I like to support sort of up-and-coming bands because that's how the industry stays alive. That's how we keep getting new music. I mean, every band at some point was a new up-and-coming band. So you have to do that to keep new material flowing. A slight change of pace now, actually a big change of pace, as we go to the Bee Gees. Now, not the disco era Bee Gees, because that's not my thing at all. I am into the early Bee Gees, and even somewhat after the disco, but not during. Before the disco era, in the 60s, the Bee Gees actually sounded a lot like the Beatles in a way. Some people would hear early Bee Gees songs and think they were listening to the Beatles, in fact. But the song I have in mind for today is Turn of the Century, which is very, very different. You wouldn't think this is the Bee Gees if you heard it without anyone telling you. And you'll see why in a second, the instrumentation chiefly. So I'll talk about it more afterwards. But here is Turn of the Century by the Bee Gees.
Happening at the turn of the century. I'm gonna buy myself a time machine, go to the turn of the century. And all those people passing by, and the town crier makes his cry at the turn of the century. Turn of the century. Big white hats and men in spats at the turn of the century. With those horseless carriages at the turn of the century. And there are lots of things to do on a bicycle built for two at the turn of the century. Turn of the century. Everything's happening at the turn of the century. I'm gonna buy myself a time machine, go to the turn of the century. And all those people passing by, and the town crier makes his cry at the turn of the century. Turn of the century.
The Bee Gees with Turn of the Century. Very, very different for these guys because everyone thinks Saturday Night Fever when they hear Bee Gees. But this is way, way, way different than that. I prefer this sort of thing from them, to be perfectly honest. Never been a disco dude. But I love how the classical sound of this, I mean, the harpsichord and the strings and the horns and everything, the whole orchestral sound to it. Beautiful. Beautiful sound, and the harmonies, of course, is what they're famous for, and that sounded phenomenal, as always. and a beautiful melody, a beautiful package deal there. You get the best of every world right there in that song. So that's why I thought I should bring that to your attention, because it's really the sort of thing that I think more people need to look into. Everyone thinks of the Bee Gees as being disco, like I said, but I think if more people would take a look and see what they really, what their career covers, all the different genres that their career covered, you'd be surprised, and I think you'd appreciate it. Now, someone who I always love to play on this show, and I try to kind of hold off so I don't overdo it, but if it was up to me, I'd play him a lot more often, is Jeff Lynne, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Such an amazing group and such an amazing artist in Jeff Lynne. I've talked about him so many times, I don't need to go over it again. But if you're a listener, a frequent listener to this show, you'll know that I really love Jeff Lynne and I really love the Electric Light Orchestra, because I think that they're just one of the most original bands that there is. Such a different sound from any other group out there, seriously. No one sounds like these guys. And no one bothers to attempt sounding like them, because you just wouldn't be able to do it. It's too unique. And the particular song I've picked out for today is one that's been stuck in my head, seriously, for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Mr. Blue Sky. I love the live version of this song. I've decided to go with the studio version for the podcast, just because I think that's got some really interesting choices. Some very interesting choices were made in the recording of that song. But I also like the live version of it from the Zoom DVD, ELO Zoom DVD. If you can get your hands on a copy of that, that's a great concert. I can't tell you how great that concert is. It's one of the few things where you can hardly tell the difference between the live recording and the studio recording. But here is the studio version of Mr. Blue Sky. Very, very catchy. Listen at your own risk. Mr. Blue Sky by the Electric Light Orchestra.
Some confidence.
Mr. Blue Sky by ELO, one of my all-time favorite songs, certainly by this band, but really out of all songs ever, this would be on that list because it's just so darn catchy. I mean, I can't stop singing it. I can't stop humming it. I can't stop whistling it once I hear it. It's really like a plague. It will stay in your head forever. So, welcome to the disease. It's really a fabulous song, and there's that last minute or so of instrumental that's just classic. That's just classic ELO, classic Jeff Lynne. He does so much. I mean, he really is the band because of all the amount of work that he puts into it. He writes the songs, he does the arrangements, obviously he sings, and he does so much. He plays the instruments. It's crazy. It's crazy how much he does. And the core elements of an ELO song that make it stand out are the way he uses the harmonies, chief among them, the way he uses an orchestra, the way the drums are very prevalent, and his voice is just so distinctive too. So it's got all the great components of a great song. Another great song. I mean, why would I play it if it wasn't great, right? This is another one that's been stuck in my head too. Is Manfred Mann's Earth Band with Blinded by the Light. This one just kind of popped into my head sort of randomly about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was hanging out with some friends, and this song just sort of popped into my head. Someone said something, maybe about, you know, oh, he was blinded or whatever. And as I so often do, when I hear a phrase that reminds me of a song, I sort of start singing the song or humming the song. And this is one of those cases. Blinded by the Light, very popular song. This is my favorite version of it. I've heard others. This is not the original. The original is by Bruce Springsteen, but I prefer this version by a lot, actually. No offense to Bruce fans. But yeah, this one really stands out for me. And this one, I think, did reach number one on the charts, too. So that would make sense. So here is Manfred Mann's Earth Band with Blinded by the Light.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. We'll be right back.
you, mister. Told me I got what it takes. She said I'll turn you on sun into something strong. Played a song with the foggy break. And go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather chart, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie gave my English girl a whirly and asked me if I needed a another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
In the dark with the monsters, the eyes.
She's gonna make it through.
Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Really, just, I mean, again, I'm doing it to you again. This song will not leave your head now. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Yeah, it's great. It's great. It just, it moves. It's a good song to sort of dance to, and musically, it's quite good as well. I mean, you know, other than the obvious, the sort of surface factors of what I just mentioned, is musically a good song. It's got a good tune, and it's the vocals are great. Really, he's really into it. You can really tell that he's really into it. So those are the things that I look for in a song. As you know, if you've listened before, you'll know that sort of fits my profile of a good song. What now, something that always fits my profile of a good song is pretty much, you can tell if it's got the artist name, the Beatles on it, I'll like it.
If there's anything I can do, just call on me, and I'll send it along with love from me to you, to you, to you, to you.
And yes, that brings us to the Beatles song of the week. It actually took me a little while to pick this, but I decided then to put my iTunes on shuffle. Just go to the Beatles and put it on shuffle and see what I got. Because I wanted to play something a little slightly less known. And this is what I came up with. What Goes On. This is from the Rubber Soul album. And it's Ringo singing, which is kind of different. They usually had one or two, usually one, Ringo song per album. And this is a song they wrote for him. It's a country song, because Ringo actually really likes country music, believe it or not. He grew up listening to a lot of American country music singers, but also like crooners, you know, like Frank Sinatra. He's a very big Frank Sinatra fan as well. So he grew up with on that kind of an influence, listening to that as a kid, a lot of American music. And so they wrote him this country song. Paul and John wrote this country song for him. I get the feeling this is more of a Paul-influenced song, but that's without... I don't really know. I'm just going from what I know about the respective Lennon and McCartney styles. This sounds more of a McCartney song to me. But why don't you decide for yourself? Here's What Goes On by the Beatles.
The other
The Beatles with What Goes On. That's from one of my two like big favorite Beatle albums. Obviously, I love them all, but that's from one of my two favorites, Rubber Soul. And I can't listen to any song, really, especially from those two albums, without hear the end of one song without hearing the beginning of the next song. It's kind of, you might have that same experience where you're just so used to hearing, or maybe if you have a playlist and you're used to hearing certain songs in the same order, that whenever you hear the end of one song, you can already hear in your head the beginning of the next one. Or maybe I'm just crazy and I listen to music in my head, whatever. Either way, I love that song. And I think this was sort of their best period. I think that's when they sort of grew the most as musicians. You listen to the beginning of Rubber Soul, straight through Revolver, and then to the end of Revolver. The next album is Sgt. Pepper. And you just hear such a drastic shift in their writing and performing style. They really grew in those 2 years in such a big way, more than they did in any other time during their career as a band anyway. So I think that listening to those the songs from that period really make me the happiest. And that this is one of those songs, and it certainly just made me happy. I hope it did the same for you. It's great. It's great stuff. I'm biased when it comes to that because they are my favorite band of all time. But seriously, to me, it's just I don't see how you could want anything more than that, than a good Beatles song. The next song is actually a request. This is coming from the forums over at crossroadsforums.tk, where my friend Tim gave me forums for the for Frank's Music Free For All. And this comes from my good friend Faith, who she's a very big Bangles fan. And I mentioned the Bangles and how they did a cover of a Simon and Garfunkel song. And she left a comment on the requests thread in the forums for me to play a Bangles song. And since I had mentioned that that Simon and Garfunkel cover, I thought it would be appropriate to play it now. So, Faith, this is for you. This is A Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bangles.
There's a patch of snow on the ground.
Simon and Garfunkel's Hazy Shade of Winter as done by the Bangles. That's a really great cover, and it's very, very different than the original. The original was really just acoustic and the two, you know, Simon and Garfunkel singing. But this really took it to a whole different level and made it electric and added all of these other layers to it that aren't in the original. I think Simon and Garfunkel is a very interesting band to try and cover. I played Red Rubber Ball a few episodes back by The Circle, and I really like what people do, because you take sort of a simple song that works great the way it is, and then you add all these other components to it, and it really makes for entertaining and artistically interesting music. It's really, really great, and especially when it's done as well as this one is. So that was a request for the episode by Faith. If you have any other requests, please send them to me via email and over Twitter and on the forums, because I love to hear your input and what you want to hear on the show. Because, after all, I do it not only for myself, but for you guys. Coming at you next is some Eric Clapton. I haven't played Clapton in quite a while, so I thought this would be a good chance to go ahead and do that. This is a classic Clapton song. I mean, this is one of his, absolutely one of his most popular. There are a lot of his songs that have gotten really popular, but this is among the top five, probably. This is Cocaine, and it's really fun to play on guitar, let me start off by saying that, which most of his stuff is. But, I mean, this is something that has a degree of difficulty that's just enough to be interesting without being terribly challenging like most of his stuff is, because he's a crazy, crazy guitarist. This is enough that an average amateur guitarist can play and enjoy and not feel inadequate next to Clapton. So this is Cocaine by Eric Clapton. Thank you. Eric Clapton with Cocaine. Great song. I mean, who doesn't love that? How can you listen to that and not enjoy it? How can you say, I'm not enjoying this song? You can't. It's got the catchy factor to it as well. The chorus, especially. Even the guitar riff, the prevailing riff throughout the song, is catchy. There's so much going for that song. It's another one of my favorites, I would say. I mean, it was great. It's great. It's another one of my all-time favorites. I mean, it's on my Clapton favorite list as well, obviously. But today I'm really picking songs that really strike a chord with me. And I fear that I repeat myself sometimes, but there are only so many ways you can express this is one of my favorite songs. So, the next song falls into that category too. In fact, when I was picking out these songs, I try to pick songs that I haven't played before. I think one time ever have I repeated a song and played it on more than one episode. And that was just because it was something that a guest host wanted to do. So I figured, I'll break tradition for this one time. But as a rule, I never play the same song twice, because what's the point? Why would you listen to all my episodes if I'm just going to play the same songs all the time? This is a song that I was positive I had played before because it's such a favorite of mine. But apparently I didn't. And I was very shocked by that, but I haven't played it. So this is a song by The Buggles. Now, I have played The Buggles before. And they've only got two albums. But, I mean, they did Video Killed the Radio Star, in case you need to know who that is. They've only got two albums, but this is from their first album. And this is really such an amazing song. It's called Elstree. That name might sound familiar to you. If it does, it's because there's a very famous movie studio in England called Elstree Studios, and that's where a lot of big movies were shot. That's where Star Wars was shot. The original trilogy was shot at Elstree Studios, and this is a song about the movies, about shooting a movie at Elstree Studios. Simple idea, but it makes for it's kind of an unusual idea, I guess you might say, for a song. I mean, I don't know. It's not, you know, one of the more popular topics of song lyrics, but it works. It works in such an amazing way. So here are The Buggles with Elstree.
Oh,
I couldn't cut it off before he said cut. Just couldn't bring myself to do it. That was The Buggles with Elstree. And like I said, really a great song that makes me happy to listen to. It's really a pleasure to hear that song. Whenever it pops up on Shuffle on my iPod or in iTunes or in whatever situation I happen to hear it, it makes me happy to listen to it because of... I guess in one way it kind of brings back memories of the first time I heard it. And the first time I heard it was on vinyl, I'm very proud to say. I have the LP of this record, which is called Living in the Plastic Age, or rather, The Age of Plastic. The song is called Living in the Plastic Age. The first time I heard it was on vinyl, and it was just, I remember it being a good day, having a good day and sitting back and hearing it for the first time. I was kind of young. So it brings back good memories, so that's one thing. But also, I love the tune. And the lyrics. That whole combination makes it a fantastic song to me. A superb job on their part. With if you pay attention, it's really mostly synthesizers going on there. I mean, there's guitar and drums too and bass, but it's actually mostly synthesizers. And I like that. I find that very interesting because it's different than a lot of other songs out there. But that's The Buggles. That's Elstree. And now, I'm going to say my current favorite band, not meaning it trumps the Beatles, of course, but the band that I'm interested in right now at the moment the most is Coldplay. In fact, just the other night, my friends on Twitter will know that I marathoned all of the Coldplay albums in one sitting. I had a ton of studying to do, and I just sat back, put on iTunes, turned it to Coldplay, and listened to all of the Coldplay albums in chronological order. And let me actually just take a moment there and say that was a really good idea. I've really enjoyed that, and it was really cool to listen to their sound change. I mean, they're largely the same over the years that they've been together, but they have matured. Their overall style is the same, but they've matured as songwriters and as musicians. And you can really hear that, especially listen to Parachutes, the first album. It sounds very different than anything that they're doing now. I mean, it sounds a lot more acoustic for starters, but I mean, just the songwriting itself has matured by leaps and bounds. But anyway, this is a song off their most recent album, Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends. And it is a single from that album, and it's entitled Violet Hill. The first time I heard it, I thought, wow, that's pretty good. It was the first track I heard off the album. I heard the single before the album came out, and I thought, that's pretty good. I hope the album's better, but it's pretty good. I think Viva La Vida is the best song on the album. But the more I listen to it, this song has grown and grown on me. So, here is Violet Hill by Coldplay.
Was a long and dark December. From the rooftops I remember there was snow. White snow.
Coldplay with Violet Hill. Like I said, it's one of my favorite songs from the Viva La Vida album, and it's grown on me immensely. The more I hear it, the more I love it. And I think that Coldplay is a band that... I mean, I'm just so happy that they are as popular as they are. I think they and U2 are the two most popular rock bands in the world right now, and that makes me very happy. They deserve it. I think Coldplay is very much inspired by U2, so it makes sense that they would be with them as the two most popular bands. And I'd much rather have a band like Coldplay or U2 be the most popular group than other artists who I won't mention here for fear of alienating my listeners. But in all seriousness, it really does make me happy that rock bands are still the most popular, and that these two bands hold that title, because they absolutely deserve it. I don't think anybody else is doing anything quite as noteworthy as these two groups are. So that's my two cents on that. The final song of the day is a classic. It's by Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4. I don't really know what to say about this song other than the fact that it's another one of my favorites. It's another one on that list of makes Frank happy. There's something about it that, again, it's catchy. Again, it's musically great. The instruments are awesome. Chicago, of course, their harmony is amazing. The brass section is really what drives the whole thing for me. So, here's Chicago with 25 or 6 to 4. ¶¶ 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. Fantastic. Love it. Love the song. I thought it was a good way to end things for today because it is far and away one of the best Chicago songs that there is. I think my favorite would have to be, just to go be lame and pick the obvious one, Saturday in the Park. But this one is number two because that lick going through, the guitar and bass lick going all the way through and building on it with adding the horns and then adding the vocals and putting everything together like that. And I mean, literally, as you listen to the song, you know, you hear the bass and then the brass and then the vocals, everything adds up and builds up. And then at the end there, it just reaches the climax and boom, it all goes. So that is our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. I seriously do appreciate it. And I appreciate those of you who stuck around, even though I took such a long break. I will be trying to crank these out once every other week if I can. It's tough, but I have always tried to do it on as regular a basis as I possibly can. So, just a reminder, the multiple ways to contact me are as follows. frankpodcast.tk is the website. Send me an email at frankpodcast@gmail.com. Instant message, frankpodcast on AOL Instant Messenger. Twitter.com/frankpodcast. And, of course, comments on the site are always appreciated, you know, in the comments boxes on the site. I've completely redesigned the site, a couple of months ago. I mean, sad to say that's only about two episodes ago. But the site has been completely redesigned. Everything is new and fresh. I made new graphics, a whole new outline. Looks nothing like it used to. So I hope you like that. I put a ton of work into that. And also, of course, you can download the playlists to go with these episodes so you know which song is which and who performs it. And that is all for today. Thank you very much once again for listening. I'm Frank, and I'll see you soon. Bye. This podcast is not endorsed by the Recording Industry Association of America and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All names, titles, soundbites, and songs are registered trademarks and are copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of www.frankpodcast.tk unless otherwise indicated.